in a neighborhood in D.C.'s southeast quadrant.
He ought to be heard. Free Palestine now!
A march for solidarity and awareness to socioeconomic disparities. Members of the new Black Panther Party and the Black is Back Coalition gathered for a national day of action, demanding attention to inequalities in education, housing, health care, and more.
We're not here to shuck a job. We're here to show our displeasure.
Aisha Muhammad voiced her frustration with President Obama for failing to deliver on campaign promises to provide more jobs to the Black community. Black unemployment is almost at 16%, nearly twice the national average.
I am very angry and I'm disappointed because we supported him because he promised us change, but he is just the same.
Malik Jackson spent time in jail for armed robbery. Now an activist who urges mentoring. He says he became more attracted to crime because he lost hope in finding positive opportunities. He fears Black men disproportionately enter the prison system for similar reasons.
We don't want them in prison. They give them time away now when you can't get a bite to eat. They'll give you time before they feed you. They'll put you in the conditions to go back.
The issues addressed here are being observed nationally. Protests like these that have also called for the boycott of non-Black businesses have been organized across the country. And although they are met rarely by violence, they were still preceded by controversy. Muhammad admits that the groups have received harsh criticism for openly condemning U.S. and Israeli policy in the Middle East.
I want the people in the Middle East to understand that Black nationalism is not with the Obama administration. We are here to protect our children and for the advancement and the elevation of Black people all over the world.
Others called for a free Palestine, a rejection of U.S. intervention in the Middle East and Northern Africa, and an end to NATO airstrikes in Libya.
To repay Africa, to openly bomb Africa, then someone's deranged that they are, bombing in Africa today to repay Africa for all that Africa has given to the world, including us.
Our dire conditions, our intolerable conditions.
This march, a convergence of groups encouraging power to all oppressed people while preaching strength and solidarity. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.